like to welcome up Suzanne Owens, a wonderful writer, good friend of our open mic. And she was over at the Bedford Farmers Market this afternoon, and yesterday. And Mike Santoro was playing there, but he invited her to read a couple of poems. Please welcome Suzanne Owens.
Thanks, Ellen. I got lots of tomatoes and all kinds of fresh vegetables, and they had a cooking class. They were showing how to make a very famous sauce that I forget the name of, but... Huh? No. Huh? No. No, it just has a lot of leaves of... in it with cheese and tomato sauce. Oh, that's it, yeah. Yeah, I'm not a cook, so. I'm going to read about a place where part of my soul still exists in the Laurentian Mountains in Canada, in Quebec. And it's 40 miles from civilization, and we had to take a plane in, a small plane, and it was a log house, and I've got a lot of poems about it. This is about a field mouse. And it's the field mouse in a northern wash tub. You had no refrigerator or no lights or anything. You had to light candles and stuff and keep your food underneath the house in the dirt, sort of, to keep it cold, and it was really marvelous. It was. The scenery, it was one lake, one big lake, and we were the only log house on the lake. Miles. It takes 3 days to get from any civilization there to walk. And we used to walk, too. It's morning at our camp. I place the oil lamp by the pump. Paw prints in a teacup, as delicate as thumbnail paintings from Persia. Should I wash away the only proof of mouse existence? Then below the tap's mouth, ringed with drips of fallen quivering, the gray field life. There, huddled in the corner of a flat world, I can see at once the vole alternatives. If only it could see the pump over the tin cavern, curve of handle, hooked spout, like a zodiacal war sign. Then the counter and wood floor. But storms can gather in the clearest skies. It can't imagine a drain. Even then, fear of the dark descent would drag it back to the angle of its familiar hell. Once there, it would fall asleep, exhausted, wake and sleep, wake and sleep, its bones lulled to nothing but a web of grit. It seems to me the mouse is camouflaged against a finite universe, holding the mold of its own sink death. I place it near the conduit. What a long trek. I'm afraid it will despair, feeling through the dark. It'll smell the rubber hose before the morning air, unaware the earth and sun lie soon ahead. This mouse could be the one that lived on the Hudson blanket last winter, that chewed the edges we pulled around our necks last night. I pick it up by the tail and open the door. All things wait as early morning begins its wane. The loons laugh. Last night's wolf howls still cling to 40 monastic miles of wilderness. The lake, like a slab of stone, waits for the wind's daily trek down the mountain. They wait while I pause to look over the log railing, then swing the mouse into the long, dry, and brittle grass.
Okay, how about a big hand for Suzanne Owens?